Minneapolis holds a special place in entrepreneur and designer Houston White's heart. It's where he got his start. So whether it's launching the Get Down Coffee Company or his new Houston White for Target collection, Houston takes immense pride in giving back and inspiring those around him. Watch Houston discuss turning passions into reality and the importance of lifting the community up on Target's exciting new content series, Black Beyond, now playing on youtube.com/target. Girl, you talking about Herschel Walker is a shock, but you got something better than Herschel Walker, actually.
Yeah, Kira, I mean, I am just stunned at our political system and the things that are on the ballot that you would think would have been resolved and you know eradicated, you know, many, many years ago. But you know, slavery was on the ballot for Tennessee.
Back up. Did you say slavery?
Slavery, yes.
400 years ago, slavery?
Yes, in slavery, ending slavery. It was, you know, still on the books in Tennessee.
Oh, my God.
And so as part of, you know, this recent election and things that were on the ballot, they were looking to remove that. You know, they need to remove that from their constitution, you know.
Yeah,
that
it shouldn't be a part of anything. Slavery? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And all the criminal punishments that go along with it. And I'm just stunned that proposal to amend their constitution was there. But even more than that, over 300,000 people voted no.
Wait, 300,000 people in Tennessee voted not to end
to
slavery?
End slavery. Isn't that crazy? They wanted to amend, you know, the state constitution and remove the language permitting, you know, like slavery or involuntary servitude as a punishable crime. And over 300,000 people said no. Now, of course, it passed because over a million people said yes. But
the fact that you got 300,000 people out here in the state of Tennessee who think, you know what, slavery might come back. And yeah. I think it would be a good thing. So I'm going to vote for it. What in the holy hell is going on with people right now?
Wow. And I mean, only 1.2 million people voted yes. So that's probably, you know, I would think maybe one demographic. Possibly, but that I'm just stunned because, you know, it makes me wonder, you know, who are these 300,000 people and why would they even vote?
Where are they working? Whose bosses are they? Mm-hmm. What police department are they on? What judges are they? Yeah. You know, these are regular everyday people. You didn't say 300. You didn't say 3,000. You didn't even say 30,000. 300,000 people voted not to end slavery. That is scary.
That's scary. And this present day and in this environment, and we already know the political, you know, the system today, and you know, mm-hmm. there are people who tried to disassociate with Trump to win. There are people who did still believe that he won. You know, it was just so many things that, you know, that it already heightens our, you know, our emotions and, you know, things that are going on. But I'm like, that is like a slap in the face to me.
Yeah, because it's pretty sad. Yeah. It's pretty sad. And I'm in disbelief. Yeah. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you and I know the story to be true, but it's still in the year of our Lord. It is 2022, not 1922. You know what I mean? Like, like how did this stay on the books for so long? Like how many legislators and governors and have come and gone and senators and representatives in the great state of Tennessee have seen this on the book and thought, you know what? I ain't worried about this slavery thing. We just going, we got some other stuff to do.
Yeah. But I mean, even just the fact that you omitted or didn't even address it to have it removed, you know, because, you know, of course, you know, when those things are, you know, in their constitution and amended, they can use that as, oh, you know, some punishable crimes for certain people. So, you know, that's
but right. Tina, this the thing. Suppose they have voted to keep it. Where the hell do we go? I mean, you would think that, you know, mentally stable people would have voted to end slavery, but there's a definite possibility that they could have kept that on the books. Where would we be?
Girl, we would be just like Roe versus Wade. We'd have to go through a whole thing, and everybody else would look and say, was there some loophole when we decided to get it off our agenda back in the day? You know, they, who knows what could possibly happen.
We'll have more on this topic, but now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/Shaletta. And start living your best life. Listen, as a mom who has 3 kids with special needs, I know it can get hard sometimes. And it's okay to feel stuck when things are not working for you. So whether you're struggling with trying to parent troubled children or you're having a hard time at work, the therapists at BetterHelp.com are here to help you figure out how to cope with difficult emotions and learn how to tackle life's challenges by going to BetterHelp. BetterHelp is affordable and online and easy to use. Just go to betterhelp.com/Shaletta. That's Shaletta. Fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a therapist today. Y'all, it really is that simple. Just go to betterhelp.com/Shaletta to get started. And if you use that code Shaletta, you save 10% on your first month. That's betterhelp.com/Shaletta. BetterHelp.com/Shaletta. I just am shocked and amazed that this is on the books, that people had to vote for it. And wait for the votes to be I mean, girl, I don't live in Tennessee, but we need to call some people. Were there commercials? You know how they have all these election commercials? Were there commercials that said, keep slavery? We might need it
they
one day.
They probably did. We probably just went on that distribution list. Or whoever we know probably went on the distribution list. I'm going to assume, because I know quite a few people. My pastor moved from Denver to Tennessee. Quite a few people I know live in Tennessee. But the fact that, you know, and it was a statewide, it wasn't like a, you know, a county or a specific district. So
girl, that is so sad, and I just keep thinking, what if they would have won? But this election cycle was just so nasty. These political commercials, girl, it was horrible. I mean it would scare the kids. They were doing so much fear mongering. That there was one commercial where the city was burning down and they were showing it in slow motion and the music they were playing. Girl, we was watching damn Nickelodeon. Yes. This shit was coming on Nickelodeon.
Wow. You know, and that's crazy because it's like the children, you got to explain to them, you know, they're looking at this political system. And you know what? I think another part is, I wonder, you know, parents, you got Herschel Walker and you got, you know, and he's running against another black man in Georgia. And he is running on the same politics that Trump was running on. So you're trying to tell kids, don't vote, you know, for this famous football player because his politics are not our politics.
No.
And he's a puppet. And now they got this runoff. I can't believe it's a runoff election.
I can't believe it's Raphael Warnock must be wondering what Twilight Zone episode he's in. Herschel Walker should not even get 2% of the vote. And he is, but who are these people? What does that say about Georgia? You know, as you look in life at where you want to live, where you want to be, what state you want to be associated with, you have to really look at the politics in those states, in those cities, in those counties, because I have to tell you, girl, I must say, can I just hold on for a minute and say how proud I am of Minnesota? Because we got a blue wave. We got a governor is Democratic, lieutenant governor, secretary of state. The attorney general is not only a Democrat, but a black man. And our Democratic politicians did very, very
well during the
election. And it's not because these Republicans were not trying to, you know, put a lot of fear in people. Mm-hmm. And it's not because they didn't have those attack ads out there, because they did.
They did.
But, you know, people are are a little, I don't know if it's the cold weather, but it seemed like they got a little bit more sense, and they realized that we got to have some like-minded people in there, some grown-ups in the room. You know, every now and again, you'll let a fool sneak by. But, you know, if you have enough grown-ups in the room, they'll keep everything in check. And that's the one thing that happened with us and Trump. There were not enough grown-ups in the room to keep him in check and to keep him from destroying democracy. And, you know, he almost succeeded with overturning the freaking election.
I know. And you know what? And that's where how I look at Herschel Walker. Trump was like one of those, oh, you know what? We'll get him in there and we'll be able to, you know, do what we need to do. Like the whole, you know, Republican Party thought they would have more control over Trump than they did.
Yeah.
And he showed them. With his shenanigans. And when I look at Herschel Walker, you know, they probably say, oh, we're going to put that guy in there and, you know, we're going to tell him what to do and what to say. And yes, sir. And he going to run and do it. And, you know,
who knows? Because, baby, they thought they had Trump pegged, and Trump gave them all kinds of fits. You had longtime Republican congressmen and women who were retiring, who got out of politics because they didn't want the headache that was Donald Trump. Yeah. If you look at, you know, the Speaker of the House at the time, and then Paul Rand, you know, John Boehner, these were longtime politicians that I'm sure would never have retired if Trump hadn't come on board. They were very good at their job, mobilizing their base, fundraising efforts. You know, say what you want about them. I lived in John Boehner's district in Ohio. He made sure to take care of his people when it came to funding in that community. And so people were going to continue to elect him. They were going to continue to vote for him. Girl, he got the hell up out of there. Girl, Trump got elected. He got
because you know what, you have to disassociate yourself from people. And I know there are a lot of Republicans that switched over to Democrat, and some even Democrats switched over to Republican just so that they can, you know, stay more left, but it was just a very, very crazy cycle. And, you know, I'm in Texas, so, you know, we wanted Beto O'Rourke, but, you know, that it just didn't happen here. It just did not happen.
I don't, and I don't understand, Tina, how is it that the governor,
four times, this is a four,
allowed the whole damn state to freeze. First of all, froze folks to death. And then when they shot up all those children in Uvalde, and you went to Uvalde, we were there. We donated books. We worked. There, we talked to the community. We put yellow ribbons on the benches. So we're not talking about something we don't know about. Those police officers stood there and put on hand sanitizer and checked their phones while these kids got shot up at their school. And the governor said what a great job that they did and did not do anything to enact any kind of gun legislation because the NRA owns him financially. And he the one?
And let's not even talk about, you know, the abortion. He didn't even put any clauses or anything. It's like, there was no exceptions.
None.
And, you know, and I don't understand. 60% of the people in Uvalde voted for Abbott and a Republican who didn't do anything, which leads me to wonder, you know, why, you know, are our politics that different that you would look at not removing the person as opposed to the politics of it? And they couldn't, you know, disassociate that piece. And I don't know, it's just, it makes me, you know, pray more, because you just don't know.
Speaking of prayer, the internet is on fire because I know you've seen it. T.D. Jakes had Greg Abbott up in his pulpit the Sunday before election, had him on TV, shook his hand. They put pictures all over social media. Black folks all over the state of Texas were devastated.
You know what? I'm done. You know, and I don't live far. I actually pass the Potter's house. You know, periodically. The parking lot has been empty. I mean, to the point where I hear commercials for the Potter House on the radio, on the local radio all the time. Like, you know, y'all come, we're back here. We're back in. We're back, you know. And the thing about it is the fact that you do this now and you come and bring in a candidate that definitely is not for
your people.
Mm-mm. What did that? I mean, you are leading a flock of people, you know, that's looking to you for leadership. And this is what you do? be you know, be nonpartisan, be something, you know, but don't allow, you know, that's an influence that you, even though you say, I'm not telling y'all what to do, you are really telling people what to do. Yeah,
when you take a picture with him and you shake his hand, mm-hmm. when you shout him out during the service, and he's down front and you put the camera on him, you are saying something.
Yes, you are.
You're saying it without opening your mouth. It is loud and clear. And I have to tell you, girl, the shock that mm-hmm. I was in, because, you know, for a long time, I was a faithful giver to T.D. Jakes Ministries, giving 10% of the earnings that we get from this podcast and platform, as well as anytime they asked to give, I was there donating and making mm-hmm. contribution, and did so willingly and gladly, because I'm a cheerful giver. But girl, I was listening to it, you know, on my headpiece, you know, just kind of working around the house, taking care mm-hmm. of kids. And he said, the governor's here. And the governor's here. And I thought, No, he not, because he must be talking about Beto, like, you know, speaking those things mm-hmm. that be not as though they are. Governor's yes. here. And so I looked up, girl, and I rewound the stream, and it was Abbott. He was sitting there in his wheelchair on the front row. And I just, girl, my heart sank. Mm-hmm. It really did. And then to see afterwards the photos of him and Abbott shaking hands together.
Yeah. They breaking bread over there. And then we looking at Beto, and he's over at the Texas Southern University and Jacksonville game. And he's, you know, definitely mingling with the HBCUs, and he's looking at, you know, his base and the younger generations. And I'm just floored, because that means old politics continue to perpetuate. You know, this is his fourth term. When it's over with, and it's like, what in the world?
Yeah, they want to hold on to power. It's mm-hmm. all about power and money.
And it goes back to that same slavery. I'm telling you, if these same people had been in the whole time, you remember Ann Richards? I think Ann Richards was probably governor during Ann our time.
Yes.
And they had really great commercials here in Texas about, you know, Barbara Jordan and all the things that Barbara Jordan and Ann Richards did, you know, for, you know, the state of Texas, and how since then everything has been undone because of this new era of Republicans and their mindset and thinking that, It kind of just makes you, you know, it's like, are we slipping back? You know,
we have slipped. And mm-hmm. you know what? We've been pushing, Black women especially have been pushing so hard to make forward progress for mm-hmm. our careers mm-hmm. and our children. I mean, you look at you, degreed, you know, first generation degree. Mm-hmm. You're both of your children, degreed.
Degree.
So
yeah.
we've been, that takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of focus. Yeah. And so you've been focused so much, and so many of us have been focused so much on our careers and our families. Girl, we just looked up, and all of a sudden, we going forward, and everything around us is going backwards. How in the hell did that happen?
Mm-hmm. I can't even believe it. I would think, you know, when I always say, when I hear someone say the first Black this or the first Black that or the first Black, you know, mm-hmm. you know, I think it was Maryland that, you know, they got a 25-year-old Black man that's now, you know, you know, they're getting these very first, and I'm like, it seemed like in 2022 we would have been past all the firsts.
No more firsts.
And we continue to have firsts, and it's crazy.
And guess what, girl? If they have their way, it'll be first and last. Because Texas ought to have a Black governor by now. You know, Texas ought to have had a Black woman, Black man, Latino man, as many Hispanics as there is in Texas. You telling me we can't mobilize Black and brown people?
They are the majority for the most part. So I don't get it. And so I don't want to say, you know, you got to wonder, you know, about, you know, the voting or what happened. But I'm surely, you know, I question, you know, that process.
I really think that it is a follow and lead situation. Just like mm-hmm. you know, you think about all the people that subscribe to T.D. Jakes's mm-hmm. YouTube channel and stream him live and listen. 2.something million people, a majority of them in Texas. Mm-hmm. And you know the people who go into the Potter's House, you know, plus the people who are listening on, you know, the mm-hmm. the podcast and platforms. Mm-hmm. You know, all those
and they syndicated. They syndicated
all over the world. Daystar and TBN, all those people who are listening and watching, you see him allowed the governor in his congregation on the front row, put the camera on him. Girl, if that ain't an endorsement.
Yeah.
If is that it about is the not money? An endorsement.
Is it about the money?
I think
is
it's
it
about the opportunity. I think it's about the opportunity. Because you and I both were at Windsor Village when mm-hmm. Kirby John Caldwell was courting Black people to become Republicans. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't know what was going on. I went to one of the damn parties.
Yeah, when you're talking prosperity and you're telling people that, you know, what do you think? You know, you know, not to say you're looking at the man, but you're looking at the message and you're thinking, okay, this is what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
When you get to a certain level in your life and, you know, yes. you're making a certain amount, you should be. And, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, probably had switched over. Thinking, oh, you know, yes. for the tax purpose or whatever it may have been.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't want to be the party of poor people. We want to be the party of prosperity. And that's what they're doing. And that's why they over here got this and we don't. I remember being in one of those meetings. I remember mm-hmm. I got invited. I didn't know what it was. They were like, come over to the country. It was like a golf course, country club mm-hmm. or whatever. And so we got there and we're drinking and we're eating. And then all of a sudden we sit down and then here come the speeches. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh man, they're trying to get us to be Republican. And I remember me and another guy named James, bless his heart, he's gone on to glory now, but we were in the parking lot and we were laughing about it. We were like, mm-hmm. Black people ain't gonna be Republicans. What are they trying to do? They were laying the foundation and the groundwork. Because yeah. Kirby John was beholden to Bush for some promises that Bush had made to him mm-hmm. about, you know, the monies that he would give him to do some community outreach mm-hmm. and community work in Houston. That mm-hmm. never came. That money yep. never came.
And all this building and, you know, and all of this, you know, it was always something because I knew folks that were kind of affiliated with the United Methodist Church and his methodology for what he was doing and building outside of, you know, their structure, you know, they had a problem with it. But, you know, it was like, you know, well, maybe he's making his leap to, you know, start his own church. And you
right.
know, but mm-hmm. but you know what? He was always that outlier that was like, And then, you know, now where is he today?
In jail, federal prison. Yeah, because, you know, at some point, and I remember the property, it started with the property. Remember, mm-hmm. we were having all these praise reports mm-hmm. at church. Oh, my God, we're going to get the power mm-hmm. center. And, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to give us this property. And I was like, wow, look at Jesus.
Look at yes.
You know, and then all of a sudden, here come the neighborhood.
Kingdom builders and all of this.
Kingdom builders. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, kingdom wealth builders. And that's all good. But you should not have to shake the hand of a politician who nope. is detrimental to your people. Mm-hmm. Who has allowed your state to freeze, who won't stop people from carrying guns that kill small mm-hmm. children to the point that they are unrecognizable by their mm-hmm. parents, and you got to do DNA swabs to match pieces of skin and body parts. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, I was so, I was really disappointed. And, yeah. you know, I started writing a letter to Bishop Jakes.
Okay.
To talk to him about allowing politicians into the congregation. Because, mm-hmm. you know, another angle for me is that, you know, with us having this media platform, a lot of these politicians did not run ads to reach Black people on our platform because they can go to the Black church and do it for free.
Yeah.
You know, the money that he spent, yes. he spent $0 and he got all that advertising to Black people.
And you know, I don't know if we don't see that. I was glad you brought that to light because you know what? Until you have to build a map and show a whole, this is what's going on. Do you see it? You know, you said that show on Magic 102, Hidden Racism. It'd be like this thing. So it was like, do you understand the underlying piece? That's some yeah. racist stuff that's going on in those and things that they're doing because they're not doing it to everyone. It's to Black people at Black churches.
And so I'm going to, I started it and then I stopped it and I was like, I don't have time for this. I don't have time to write this. He gonna do what he gonna do. I gave my money. It was to the Lord. It wasn't to him. He just happened to be the But, you know, but I did start it. And I said, you know, if the Lord put it on my heart to write, mm-hmm. I'm going to start over because I deleted it. I started and I deleted it, but I'm going to start over and I'm going to finish it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to also put articles that were written about the work that we did in Minnesota to hold politicians accountable.
Yeah.
You know, because they had to come back because we work with the preachers here in Minnesota and they stopped them from coming into church and said, do you support Black media? And if the answer was no, they didn't get to come into church.
Yeah.
They don't do white people like that. They buy ads for white folks. Mm-hmm. They don't bust up in the white church, marching up and through like it's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade,
right.
Making speeches and promises and shaking hands and taking pictures. They hire ad agencies and spend hundreds of millions of dollars on commercials to court white voters. They don't do that for us.
Yep.
They don't. Yeah.
They don't. And, you know, and it, what it also does is, you know, we're coming out of a pandemic. People haven't really sat in their bodies in a structural building.
Yeah.
So trying to get people back when you're hearing and seeing things like this. And just over this pandemic, we're seeing how churches have responded to their, you know, to their membership and to people. And people are like, you know what? I think I can do God by, you know, I can do God by myself. Yeah, I can, you know, I can minister to myself, or I can go on YouTube and listen to a variety of different ministers and get the word
I
need.
And pick which one I like. Yeah, I'm not going back to the church.
So going back to church, you know, and they're going to have a very good case to get people back into a building for fellowship, because, you know, right now it's a sour grape for a lot of people.
And we are veteran Christians, and we having a hard time. Imagine our children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Imagine your, you know, young 20 something, you know, year old children, my teenage child, you know, why would they want to be saved Christians if they see T.D. Jakes shaking hands with Greg Abbott, letting him in the church? If they see, you know, what is happening, and how, you know, the churches did not pivot during the pandemic.
I'm thankful that, you know, my kids, you know, grew up in church, and you know, they're adults now, so they definitely got the foundation. It's you know up to them, you know, on how they tend to, you know, have their relationship with God. But how do you teach the younger kids, you know?
I don't know.
How do you go? You know, you teach the younger kids. You know, T.D. Jakes has daughters, and they're very involved in the church, and they are leaders. And then, you know, you're looking at these people, and you're like, okay, if this is what they're doing, and they leading, you know, we got to be careful who we allow to lead us.
Thank you. And you know, I'm like, somebody at some point gotta have a spirit of discernment.
Yep.
You know, somebody at some point has to have some wisdom about how we are going to minister to hurting people, because folks are struggling, and it's time out for all the donations and all the foolishness. Folks need us, and I need you. I'm glad we're here.
I'm glad
we got this show. We can talk this out.
Yes. I mean, you know, it's good to get it off your chest and just, you know, it's our opinions, it's our thoughts, but you know what? It's good to be able to have a platform to just say, you know what? This is how I feel.
And this is what it is. It is the Tina and Shaletta Show. We'll see y'all next week.
All righty then.
You deserve more internet than what you get from just your cell phone. Get free high-speed internet at home, a $29.95 value, when you qualify for Internet Essentials Plus and the Affordable Connectivity Program. Enjoy more streaming, gaming, and video chatting on more devices for free, with unlimited data and a wireless gateway included at no extra cost. No fees, no taxes, and no annual contract. Connect to more of what you love for free with Xfinity and the Affordable Connectivity Program. Click, call, or visit a store to learn more.
At Hy-Vee, we take pride of being part of the communities we serve. In 2021, we donated more than 14 million meals, and this year, we're committed to doing even more. For over 90 years, we've been the place that people turn in time of need, and we take that very seriously. That's why we're loading our semis full of food this week and making deliveries across the Midwest to help families this Easter. To join our effort, simply donate when you're at the checkout. Together, we can make a big difference for those in need.
When my daughter was first diagnosed with autism, I didn't know what to do because I knew she qualified for services and resources for people with disabilities. but trying to figure out how to manage everything was overwhelming. So I turned to the folks at Acqua Home Care for help, because for 30 years, they've helped families like mine and provided self-guided personal care assistance services and financial management assistance for their developmentally delayed and elderly loved ones. The folks at Acqua helped us get a fence so my daughter could play outside in the backyard safely, and even showed me how to use the resources to get a trampoline. And that's just a couple of the things that Acqua Home Care does. Whether it's assisted living, mental health, or home health care, they've got you covered. Acqua will make sure your loved ones who need services actually get it. Go to their website at acquahomecare.org or give them a call at 952-935-3515.
There's a new way to get around in North Minneapolis. It's Metro Transit Micro, a new ride-sharing service that connects you with Metro Transit bus routes or wherever you need to go on the north side. It's convenient, affordable, and accessible. Metro Transit Micro uses minibuses to reach more neighborhoods, and you'll have shorter wait times. It costs just the same as bus routes, and it's easy to use. You can pay your fare in cash, a go-to card, or the Metro Transit app. Just go to metrotransit.org/micro. Download the app and create your account. It's really simple. So whether you're going to a friend's house in Bryn Mawr to watch the Vikings game, or you need to get dropped off at the Metro C Line station to hop on a bus to get to work across town, Metro Transit Micro got you covered. Book a ride, get picked up, and get where you need to go. Start riding today on one of the new Metro Transit Micro minibuses.
It's back to school time, and that means it's back to cooking breakfast for your kiddos and making school lunches. That's a lot of cracked egg shells and cut off sandwich crust. Now listen, before you think about throwing those food scraps away, think about recycling them. Ramsey County has a program that can help you do just that, and it won't cost you a dime. Ramsey County has a free food scraps recycling program that lets you collect stuff like apple cores, coffee grounds, and veggie scraps. Here's how it works. Put all those scraps into a compostable bag, then once a week, drop it off at a free food scrap site by your house. And listen, I understand that life is busy, so if you can't get there once a week, just toss the bag in the freezer until you can find the time to do it. To locate a food scrap collection site near you and to get more information about the program, visit ramseyrecycles.com/food scraps and tell your friends and family about it. Let's all do our part to help save the planet.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas, but achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.